KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Emergency services worked for several hours last night on the R61 near Port Edward after a fatal multiple vehicle accident. Three people were killed after four cars collided on the route on the KZN South Coast. Paramedics from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service were at the scene. Spokesperson Craig Buerta says specialized rescue equipment had to be brought in to extricate the occupants of the vehicles.
Paramedics, together with fire and rescue services, extricated a number of patients and immediately rendered medical attention to a patient who had sustained critical injuries and a further four patients who had sustained serious injuries. The patients, once stabilized, were transported to various hospitals. Sadly, three patients had sustained fatal injuries before emergency services could arrive.
Buerta says the road was closed but opened in the early hours of this morning after police concluded an investigation. And KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says eThekwini continues to record the highest number of gender-based violence cases in the province. Ntuli led the province's Human Rights Day commemoration at the Olive Convention Centre in Durban yesterday. He says delays in justice for survivors is of great concern.
To address these challenges, our provincial government has established victim-friendly rooms in police stations. We are committed to creating a society where everyone can live with dignity and respect.
And abroad, officials in Ukraine say Russia has launched a drone attack, killing three people and wounding 14. Police say the area was hit by 12 drones. It comes after Kiev and Russia agreed in principle to a limited ceasefire after U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with the leaders of both countries. And finally, the Pope will be able to continue his recovery in the Vatican after being discharged from hospital in Rome later. The pontiff has spent the past 38 days being treated for double pneumonia, which left him in a critical condition. Dr. Luigi Carbone has been caring for the 88-year-old.
The recommendation clearly is that of taking an adequate time of rest and convalescence, and therefore immediately, no, he won't be able to go back to his work with groups of people whom he normally meets.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. A hot day for KZN today. Durban, Newcastle and Margate, a high of 29. Underberg, 26. Kokstad, 27. Moy River, 30. Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith, 31. Richards Bay, 32. And Ulundi, 33. We've got 2 meter high sea swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 3 minutes past six. Cape Town, 19. Johannesburg, 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.